are back as we are getting ready to bring you the second half of the Carlsbad Lancers hosting the Vista Panthers football game here in Carlsbad, California. Once again, I am Eric Rupp. I am here with Bill Rupp. He has been feverishly compiling the stats.
I am feverish. Just a second.
Yes, he's working on the stats. He's finishing up the numbers there. She says repeatedly, that can't be right. So he's triple-checking his figures to make sure that he is correct. Doing the math by hand.
Well, yeah, I'm only going to be able to give you some of these. I have Carlsbad with a -7 rushing and 198 passing, 10 out of 10 passing. Keep talking.
Well, it's 28-14 Carlsbad, so they've hit on two big plays. Now, it's not for a pick six that was about 40 or 45 yards and a blocked field goal that was returned farther than that. Both by the same guy that is scoring them, Noah Vea, he scored both touchdowns there. Then you take those out, and the game's even at 14 each. But you can't take those out because those do count.
They do.
And so Carlsbad's up by two touchdowns. And very noteworthy is that they get the ball first in the second half. Now, it'll be interesting to see which quarterback starts the second half for the Lancers. As the game started with Isaiah Ramos playing and playing exceptionally well. But then in the second quarter, he was replaced by Troy Bloomquist, who played almost as well. Not quite, but close.
Do we have any idea if he was injured?
No, I'm watching. I'm thinking that they're just rotating just to keep Ramos healthy and give their backup enough experience to play well if they need him in the playoffs.
Okay, here's the situation here. We got a minute or so. Carlsbad ran the ball only 7 times for -7. That included a couple of ones that I put down as team, where they have like a fumble or something like that that can't be counted to any one person, or generally is not. So 7 rushes, -7 yards, 10 out of 10 for 198 yards passing, and that means a total of 191. They also got 7 first downs. They got 6 penalties. 30, 45, 65 yards in penalties, Eric. This is Carlsbad, 6 penalties, 65 yards. Vista, Flores, 9 for 27 yards. This is rushing. Davies, quarterback, 7 for 46. Tawa, 3 for 19. Stormo, 7 for 45. Yeah, sounds like things are going really well, doesn't it? I mean, guys are getting good positive yardage.
Hey, Vista's got 14 points. Not bad at halftime.
That's true. That's true. Luzon won for 4 yards. 27 yards, 141 yards net rushing. They had 2 out of 5 passes for 36, 177. So they're only 14 yards, net yards, behind Carlsbad. But it's those fluky things that, you know.
Pick six in
this has happened all too often, I'm afraid.
Field goal for a touchdown. Yeah, I mean, that's the difference in the game. And if Carlsbad comes down on this drive and scores, that puts Vista behind the eight ball. I mean, that's going to be really tough for the Panthers to overcome.
Go one more down and then come up.
Well, of course, scoreboard says we got about a minute and 20 seconds to go.
Before the half starts.
That's right. We always say what's happening next week, except when we don't know what's happening next week. And we don't know what's happening next week. Meanwhile, I'm going to see if I can repair my binocular strap. I guess I probably can't.
See, he doesn't know his own strength.
Yeah.
He just ripped that sucker right off.
No, I just came undone. That's really weird.
All right, well, while we're waiting, and Bloomquist gets hit in the helmet by a punt, remind you, Vista Records Radio, number 4, up now on YouTube and shortly on hightechradio.com. Features Rex Brown of Pantera and a song from his latest solo album, its only solo album. Got new Sound Barrier, New Galactic Cowboys, got new Black Country Communion, got stuff from Dio, stuff from Godsmack, from San Diego's own Leadfoot Overdrive, so a ton of stuff on Vista Records Radio number 4.
Well, I have some stuff coming up on Spotlight on Jazz and the Big Bandstand. And now that I've finished the stats, I can get busy on that.
Yes. The question is, will we be busy next week at a game, or are we going to be reading about games online?
Well, fans, especially basketball fans, should definitely check our website to see when we have our first basketball games, because we will be having those. Does this look like it's going to work to you, Eric? I think I fixed it.
I think you did, too. I think it came loose.
Imagine that. Yeah, I had one, another really good one, and it came apart and went down and cracked into a cement floor.
All right.
And, okay, let's see. Hey, you want to take this or should I?
I'll take it. Yeah. Hey, Sue, that's a kickoff for the Panthers.
Good.
Kicks it deep, and that's in the end zone. No, that's not. They're going to let him run it out. The return man takes it out to the 19, gets driven back. Let's see where they spot that. I think they're going to put that at the 20. Well, I thought that that ball went into the end zone. The Vista coach up here in the press box did too. But they let him return it. So it's going to be at the 20. All right. 28-14 Lancers. Which quarterback comes in? It is Bloomquist. Interestingly enough. And Carlsbad's going into a four-receiver formation. Shotgun, Bloomquist takes a snap. Quick throw to the left side, screen pass, and this could go all the way. It is number 3, touchdown.
There is a penalty marker.
Oh, my. Just saw the reaction of number 50 as he looked up at the sky. Fontenot went down the left sideline. But it's a holding penalty against the Lancers. This is coming back. Wow. That really stings the Lancers.
Now, where are they going to say was the spot of the foul?
Is this
going to come from the previous scrimmage?
The flag's at the 20, so we'll mark it off from there.
And that's where...
Yeah, Cole James just couldn't believe it when he saw the flag. He was all excited about the touchdown he saw, and he just kind of arched his head back, leaned back, looked up at the sky like, I cannot believe that.
Well, that divides nicely, isn't it, Eric? 20-yard line, half the distance of the goal is 10 yards.
Well, it wouldn't be a half the
distance. Well, it's coincidentally.
Exactly. All right. Well, Carlsbad almost got themselves up by 3 touchdowns on their first offensive play. And instead, they're looking at 1st and 20 from their own 10. And I'm here in a bad spot with a beam.
You want to
beam.
move over to your left a little?
I'm good here. I need to lean forward. All right. Fontenot wide left. 4 receiver set. Bloomquist calls a man in motion. It's Vea. He goes around the right side and gains about 8. All right, so they'll bring up 2nd and 12 for the Lancers. Bloomquist remaining in at quarterback. 2nd and 12, and this time they're going to have 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right, still staying with the shotgun. Bloomquist takes a snap, looks left, looks, throws over the middle. And this is going to be a big play. Number 11, Armstrong, still going into Vista territory, down to the 40. Cuts back, loses the football. I think Vista's got it. Vista has the ball. Unbelievable. Armstrong cutting back one way, cutting back the other, and just lost the ball 30, and Vista picks up at the 28.
Well, I'm going to count that a 52-yard gain, and then a fumble.
And that's exactly what it was.
Yep.
He wasn't hit all that hard. He just, I think, was switching the ball between hands, and it just slipped out. Boy, Armstrong trying to make a touchdown there. You know, sometimes you can try too hard to do too much, and that's exactly what he did. Vista is still alive. Touchdown on this drive makes this a real interesting ball game.
Actually, I'm going to change that to a 54-yard gain on the pass, because if that's where they got it, I think it's where...
I formation, two receivers left, hand off. Oh, and Stormo is buried in the backfield, loss of three. In on that tackle, number 29, Nate Mills.
Same as the ball carrier.
And boy, I'll tell you what, Stormo had no chance there. And number 48 for the Panthers is down.
The number 90.
Flowers.
The number 90 for, is that David Back? I think that's, yeah, David Back, defensive tackle for Carlsbad.
Both players remain down.
David Back is on his back. And,
Flowers
is sitting up, but
he was having some trouble getting up. Yeah, Stormo just took a big hit there, loss of about four. So bring up second and 14. But, you know, it's almost impossible to avoid losing yardage when you are hit, when you take your first step, and the guy is unblocked. You know, when he's able to wrap up, and then he's got backup helping him up. Now, Flowers is limping off. And then, oh, number 90.
That is right or left? He's
right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Flowers for Panthers.
Flowers.
Left leg looks bad. Right leg for the Lancer, who is unable to put any weight on it without pain.
Well, something like that could really cost them, because they're going to go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And if he can't play next week, then that would be a problem. We don't know yet about Vista. You know, over the last 20 or 30 years, there have been a lot of new high schools built in San Diego County. I don't think so many in Imperial County, although that's part of the San Diego section. I haven't had any new high schools in a long time. There's one, the Mission Vista over in Vista, but I don't think we're going to see a
football team
out of them anytime soon.
All right, second down and 14. Hand off to Tao around the left side, trying to find some room, and he's not able to get much. Gets maybe two.
You know, about two, I'd say.
The Lancers strung that out, so it's going to be third and 12. Vista with a chance here to really make this a ball game, but so far in the series, this possession, they have not been able to get anything going. All right. Davies under center. Fakes handoff, goes the opposite way with Luzon, who's going to get nothing. That was no good. Yeah, number 44 for the Lancers, Cameron Thomas, shuts that one down at the line of scrimmage. It's 4th and 12, and Vista's going to have to punt.
Coming down to 9 minutes to go, the third quarter.
Well, Vista's golden opportunity there evaporated. Tawa rolling to his right and punts. The line drive, going to take a nice Vista bounce, taken by the return man. At the 35, he gets away from three players and gets all the way out. He's still going before he finally stopped at the 47.
Eric, they just got to do something about that.
boy, the ball was bouncing. He smartly stepped in front of it and caught it, then broke the tackle of three tacklers. Three guys could not bring him down. Now, they're going to put that back at the 45.
Of the Lancers.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how they're saying it there because he got out to the 47 or 48, but maybe they blew the play dead before, you know, because he never went down. The pile is still moving.
Well, they didn't blow it dead before he got away from all those tacklers.
Nope. All right, Blomquist under center this time. Hands off, left side, and that is Armstrong getting a chance to make up for his last play. Gains about seven, almost eight. Number 34, Kelly on that tackle for the Panthers.
Well, he got
seven.
Yeah. Good 7 yards of that.
Into the Vista 48. Blomquist under center again. One receiver left. One wing back to the right. Hands off. This time it is Vea who gains about seven. No, call that six. But Vea, who already has two big touchdowns in this game, had a nice game there. First and 10 for the Lancers at the Vista 37.5. They remain in the backfield.
I can't read that. It's 39, huh?
Yes. And then Fontenot goes wide to the right. Blomquist under center. And nope, fakes to Vea. Looking for somebody to throw to. Aims it for Cameron Thomas, who could not make the play. Almost picked off by Tawa after that. But he could, no, she's not Tawa. That was McKenzie on that one. But not able to come up with it. This is going to be second and 10 for the Lancers. Spot of this ball, not quite the same spot where it was last time, about a football length further back towards Carlsbad's side of the ball. So second and 10 at the football length. Blomquist, hands off. Vea goes around the left side. Avoids one tackler. Can't get away from him, though, as Kelly stayed with him. Got down to the 39, so a gain of four. And that'll bring up third and six for the Lancers. I'd almost like to see him get a couple more yards and see just how much of a leg their kicker has.
I think we can assume from what we've seen before and during the game, he's got a good leg.
Yeah. But what can he do with guys coming after the kick? All right. Three receivers to the right, bunched up tightly. Now they shift. Blomquist under center. Fakes the handoff. Throws it quickly. Hit number 20. Leaning forward. Cannot get anywhere near the first down, though. They're down to the 36. And that was Hall on the tackle.
That was a good tackle.
So that's going to put the ball at the 31. Fourth down. And I think Carlsbad's going for it. I think if he'd been about 2 or 3 yards further, they might have thought field goal, but here that's pushing it to about a 52, 53-yarder, a bit much. All right, shotgun. Four receivers set, one back in the backfield. Blomquist, I think we're getting ourselves a delay of game. That's going to break a fourth and nine. Now, this gets interesting. Because fourth and four, that's really makeable.
Yeah, this just made the Lancers' decision now, a little tougher to make.
Now, they're still going for it at the 41. A punt here, maybe net you 20 yards. All right, four receiver set, shotgun, Blomquist. Takes the snap, throws it quickly over the middle, incomplete. Intended for Fontenot over the middle, and Vista will take over at their own 41-yard line. So Vista's defense holds
with 5:46 remaining in this third quarter. Vista is by no means out of this, but they have to just take care of business now.
All right, yeah, 5:46, 28-14, Lancers over the Panthers. So Vista's got really good field position to start this drive. I formation. Davies, man in motion is Luzon. Handoff, Stormo, going up the middle. Not much. So maybe two. Let's see. Yeah, gain of two. So bring up second and eight. And Davies goes to the sideline, gets the play, comes back out. All right. Split back to the back. We actually get a wing tee. And off. No, fake to Stormo. Davies escapes, but oh, he loses the football. I think they're going to call that an incomplete pass. He shoveled that thing forward.
I don't know, Eric.
Well, I thought he threw the ball, but the question is, was there a receiver there?
I see no flag.
He shotgunned the ball out there, kind of pitched it underhanded. I'm surprised, though, that they did not throw a flag because I did not see a receiver in that area.
Well, I guess they're going for a incompleted pass.
Yep.
All right.
Third and eight, Panthers. Take handoff to Hall. Throwing it. Incomplete. No, intercepted. Carlsbad ball, they're on 39.
Another turnover.
Well, Carlsbad didn't get a fumble call on the previous play, but they got the interception there. So now Carlsbad with the quarter kind of slowly winding more than halfway over. It's 4:25 remaining in the third quarter. If they get a touchdown here, that could be the icing on the cake.
Well, for next year, I think Vista is just going to have, amongst other things, is going to have to really worry on not making the mistake.
Well, apparently they only have eight seniors on the whole team.
I counted nine, but that's not many. It's usually around 20.
Yeah.
Actually, Carlsbad only has 18.
Yeah.
And that's more typical. It's usually around somewhere 18 to 22 or 23.
And Vista apparently is starting something like four sophomores. So theoretically, given that.
Well, I see some pretty good players on the JV. Of course, they lost today, but.
But
seven wins,
that,
three losses of a good season.
So next year is really going to be kind of a do-or-die year for Coach Bottom. As it stands now, it looks like this team's going to be 3-7. Blomquist, hands off. That is Vea up the middle for 4 yards. Tackle made there by McKenzie. Second and six.
Plus some help from others, but I think he was in there first. Second down.
And we He's got one receiver to the right, wing back to the left. Got a heavy formation to the left, and we've got number 11, Armstrong, going around the left side, gaining the first down. So gain there of about 8. Tackle by Kelly. And that's going to be a first down at the Vista, 38-yard line. Carlsbad, if they run this down to the end of the quarter and have a 3-touchdown lead, that's pretty much ball game. I formation, Armstrong deep in the eye, 2 receiver set, 1 right, 1 left. Fake to Armstrong, play action, going end zone is Bloomquist, and it's going to be a touchdown. Fontenot, and there was really pass interference there, and he still brought it in. And that is a touchdown for Carlsbad and a very impressive play. And the DB was covering Fontenot is down just outside the end zone. Boy, that's adding injury to insult. 34-14, Carlsbad.
Well, the Lancers haven't run much today or tonight, Eric, but they didn't need to.
No, they run a little bit this quarter and been fairly successful at it.
Well, they've run 36 yards this quarter so far, and that's respectable.
Yeah, if you, get nearly that by four,
you get nearly 150 yards that way, which would be fine.
Yeah, very nice.
Now, let's see, what do they got passing? 54. And they lost on the fumble there, 54, 57, 57, 80, 95, close to 100 yards.
Yeah, they're still attending the players down for the Panthers. Is that Kelly?
Where is he? I don't see him over there in this.
No, nope, far left corner, or not the far left, the near left corner. Right down.
Okay, I'm not seeing him. Way over there?
Yep, see it? Just outside the left.
Oh, behind those, all the girls there.
Behind the cheerleaders, yep.
Oh, okay. Well, he's being helped.
Yeah, no,
that doesn't look good.
Oh, boy.
I'm wondering if they should bring out a gurney on that.
Yeah, they better carry him off. He's not that big. The two guys there with him are big enough that they can carry him. Yeah, Kelly's
left leg, you think?
It's hard to tell because he's starting to walk a little better.
Wow.
Still kind of limping.
Well, he's played a lot on defense.
No, he's been playing a pretty decent game tonight, pretty good. Well, I tell you what, that's one of the things where you start getting dinged up. You almost don't want to go to the playoffs if you've got a number of injured players. You know, if you're going in at 3-7.
Well, I can see if you had a team that, say, only won 2 games of the year, and by the end of the year you just had only about 30 players left on the team, and the last game you get a couple more injured. They say, well, we want you to travel 40 miles to play the number one. You know, I can see them say, I'm sorry, we're not being able to. You don't want to do that, but...
Yeah, and I don't think they would. That's the thing. But, you know, it's one of the things where you hate to see players go down. Now, last year, Vista made the playoffs at 4-6.
No, 3-7.
Okay, kick up on the way. It's good. 35-14, Carlsbad. Were they? I thought they were.
Yeah, they were 3-7. Then they won the playoff game.
Against Ramona.
And that made them 4-7, then they lost to San Marcos. So we'll see here.
So Vista with 3:10 left. in the third quarter. They'll get the ball.
All right. Well, 3 minutes and 10 seconds. We're gonna hang in here. Let's see if Vista can come back. That's a 3-score deficit, but sometimes you just want to score something to end the season on at least a little bit of a note, even if it's only winning the second half or the fourth quarter. Okay, we're set for the kickoff. Here it comes. Long, 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 long. Oh, no. He's a running back, returning. There's a penalty marker.
At the 29-yard line.
Goes to, yeah, nearly the 30.
No. He only got up to about the 18.
I beg your pardon.
The flag's near the 30.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Hall was not able to get up further. And he was with 1 foot in the end zone, and I thought that they should not have allowed that run back.
That was somewhat
questionable.
Dubious, yeah.
So half the distance to the goal from the 18, we'll put it about the 9.
All right, let's see here.
They're going to spot it at the 10. Small favors.
Well, that's a long way to go, but they went, I think, 81 yards or something earlier this this game. Wing T formation. And to Luzon, trying to circle around the back, but instead he gets thrown for a loss.
3-yard loss. That just did not work.
So that'll bring up a second and
13,
yeah.
Second and 13, that's tough.
And our guys here are kind of standing around. Is there a flag or somebody down hurt?
They're just waiting for the play to be brought in from the sideline.
Yeah, we don't have a play clock.
We typically don't in high school.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
It is, because that's very valuable information. All right. Ready to go. Quarterback under center. Hands off to
Tawa.
Tawa, right side. Gets a few yards there.
Yeah, so gain.
Yeah, that was Tawa, right.
So from the 7 to the 14, it's about a 7-yard gain.
So that brings up third. They haven't moved the chain yet, or the marker yet.
Yeah, they did. They're out at the 14. It's a third and about...
I'm sorry. You are correct.
About third and 7.
All right. Here we go. One running back. Somebody split way to the left. There's the snap. Oh, inside handoff.
Oh,
some...
first down.
Some yardage there.
The towel got the first down there on third
about,
and 7.
About 6 yards, I think.
Well, he got at least 7 at third and 7.
At least 7, okay.
I should give him 8.
I will. It's easy to change a 7 into an 8. All right, ball is at the 22. Vista relies so much on the running, though, that you have to believe that the defense expects that to happen. I formation. Fullback gets the ball, and I think that's Cialoi.
Yeah, it is. First carry of the night.
It is. And he didn't get much. About a yard. He averaged 5.3 on his 58 carries this year. Two players flank way out to the left. Oh, no, one is... One went to the sideline, but actually there now are two to the left. One running back. Pass. Oh, it's complete.
Hall
makes a gain of about...
Close, 9 or 10, close to first down. That is a first down.
I think that's a 10.
That 10-yard gain. So a nice quick hitter pass play there on a slant.
Ball at the 33-yard line. Missed the 33. Coming to the end of this third quarter, maybe the last play of the quarter. Pass and too high.
Yeah,
downfield to the right and went out of bounds. Aimed at Tawa.
Yeah, it was too high and too far behind him. That one actually looked like it slipped out of the hand of Davies. Because you can almost see that he was trying to pull it forward and it just slipped out. That happens sometimes to the quarterback.
So that's second and 10, 12.8 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Two Panthers split right to left. Quarterback under center, one running back. That's the situation. He's going to
drop
back, and he is swarmed.
He got crushed. Where are they going to put it?
That's about an 8-yard deficit there, Eric.
That's the end of the quarter.
End of three quarters. It is 35-14 in favor of the Carlsbad Lancers. The non-league game, but it still counts in everybody's mind.
Oh, yeah.
Well, nice stadium here. Nice press box, I think.
Oh, yeah. It was a big upgrade from what they had before.
Notice that there's a lot of
room
here.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
another, about another 3 feet deep.
Where was it? The Poway press box was so narrow.
Shallow. Yes.
Shallow is the right word, I suppose.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's a pretty old stadium. I mean,
it is.
This is fairly almost new, three or four years old. This is only second year. And so far as I know, all the fields are, what are they, all the same kind of artificial, or are they different kinds?
Most of them are going to that field turf now.
Well, I've been a real proponent of real grass, but you got to admit there's no advantage to these.
As I've mentioned before in previous years, when I went to Vista in the 80s, that field got sloppy.
Oh, Lord,
and
yeah.
Nasty because it was muddy. And the thing is, we played football out of PE on that field. And the way they had it set up, you played sideline to sideline, so you could have two different games going out there. And you play from the end zone to the 30.
All right, here is a...
And around.
Whoa, a true reverse. And not going to get a lot.
Tower did not get much there.
Well, all the flow went to our side of the field. And then Tawa got it in reverse. That is a true reverse where the ball goes one way and then it goes the other way. What'd they get there?
A yard.
Oh, boy.
But now, as I was saying, that you'd have the games from the 30 to the goal line. And now you see you only had to go the width of the field to play. But that meant that the field got really chewed up during the week, especially when it had been raining. It was bad. Tawa's out to punt.
He's standing on his 15. Punt return man is on his 40. And he gets it and he grabs it. The guy gets away and gets another 8 yards.
Armstrong again eluding tackles.
Up to about the 49-yard line.
This time he hangs on to it. So Carlsbad will start off this drive with tremendous field position at their own 49.
Yeah, they've started at the 20, the 45, the 39, and the 49. Of course, one of those, there was a...
interception.
Fumble loss. The very first possession of this half. Okay, first down. From the I formation, pitch to the tailback around the right end. And he gets a nice gain of about
nine
yards.
He had a nice stiff arm in there around the 47-yard line of the Panthers.
Okay.
That got him an extra 5 yards.
And, number 11, I got to make sure you get the right one. 9 yards, huh?
second and one.
Again, I formation. Straight up the middle, but this time the Vista defense is right there.
Yeah, they had nowhere to go. So a loss of about a yard.
39.
Vea.
That is Noah. Noah Vea.
So third and 12 here for Carlsbad. So getting a little conservative with 9:50 remaining in the game. Now, they're up by 21, so not that big of a deal. But now, third and 12, you think that this would be a passing down. But they've only got two receivers at the set.
Third and three.
Third, no. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Third and
yeah.
three.
Drop back pass. Complete. Oh, the ball is dropped. I guess you're going to say it was
incomplete.
Incomplete. There you go.
That's going to be fourth down, and will they be going for it here? And it looks
ball
like
is at the 40, of Vista 44. You know, we got 9 minutes, well, 9.5 minutes, essentially.
Well, I'll tell you what, 44, he sure had the ball in his hands. It looked like he was going to go, and he took a step, and then the ball came out. So it was just barely incomplete.
High formation. Man in motion, but it's going to be straight drop back pass. And it's complete. Oh, and the man gets away, and he is going to be knocked out around the 15.
Turner, Jacob Turner on that reception. No flag. And so it's going to be at the 16-yard line. So Carlsbad looking to put this thing away. Touchdown here definitely puts this game out of reach.
That was about a 27-yard game. Ooh.
Game is pretty much out of reach now, but this kind of puts the final nail in the coffin of the game. Maybe a cliche.
Is that number two, Blomquist?
Yep.
He's now the quarterback.
He has been since the second quarter. Not much of a difference between the two quarterbacks, except for Ramos is a little more mobile.
Ready with one running back. He's there's the whistle.
False start? Yep, false start.
So that is
it'll be first
back.
Yep. So it'll push it back to the 21, where it'll be first and 15.
Oh, how hilarious is that? Although you know what, I would have to
Well, we're getting close to the point now where we'll start to evaluate the season, and coaches, I'm sure, will evaluate what players progress and so on. I formation, pitch out around the right side.
They
picks his way easily, and I shouldn't say easily, but very cleverly.
Down to the seven, so he may be close to a first down here. Let's see how close they mark it. Looks like he may be a yard short of the first down.
Vea?
Yep. Nice run there. So on first and 15, he got
that's 16.
14. He got 14.
He got 14 yards. Well, they've been running fairly well in the second half, more than the first.
All right. So three-back backfield.
That's right. Full house eye, so to speak. And it'll be a pass.
Knocked away by McKenzie.
McKenzie, not.
And now we get a flag after the play.
Well, is it after the play? Or was it just a late throw of the flag?
I thought
it was not interference there.
No, I didn't think it was interference either. I don't think that had anything to do with it. The official was looking at kind of the lines in the trenches.
Well, it looks like he's going to walk it off against Carlsbad.
That's my impression. Ineligible man downfield.
That's a five-yard, only a five-yard penalty, but, of course, he didn't make the touchdown anyway. But A lot of times, it's not the length of the penalty or the mark off, but the fact that there was one to begin with.
All right, so second
high formation.
Six.
Second and six. And what's this now? No snap. Everybody's looking at everybody else. Okay, here we go. I formation. Pitch right in.
Vea.
And Vea's in.
Touchdown, Lancers. And that's your ball game. We still have 12
yards.
But that makes it 41-14.
That was Vea again, right?
That was.
Well, he's done a lot.
It's his third touchdown of the game.
With 8:13. Oh, yeah, it's a long time. All right, they're set for the kick. It's up. Looks good it is. With 8 minutes and 13 seconds to go in this game, Vista now trailing 42-14. Vista just cannot sustain drives, and they can't make the big offensive plays. They've just got to do it a little bit at a little bit. Any time you come up against a team that has a lot of offensive power, it's bad. You want to go ahead and let us know, Eric?
Sure. Here's the thing. As has been noted, Vista's got about 4 sophomores playing. They only have 8 or 9 seniors on the roster. It's a very young team, even by high school standards.
Well, they'll have spring practice next April and May.
They'll get a chance to see what they can do next
year.
All right, Francis out to kick off. Kicks it high. I think, yeah, definitely returnable at the 8-yard line. Kawa out to the 20, 25, maybe the 26. Uh-oh, Kawa comes up limping, and now he's walking it off. Well,
now it's for pride. You
yeah,
play for pride.
That's about it. That's not all you can say on that.
It's like the San Marcos game to begin the season, where they scored a couple of late touchdowns, including one the last play of the game. So what is this, the 27?
Yep, 27-yard line, 3 receivers left, 1 to the right. Quick hitter, Tawa, out to the 35, 37, maybe the 38. Let's see where they spot it. Little slant pass there. And that's going to be a first down, Panthers. They've had a few decent pass plays tonight. Unfortunately, they've had 2 that went to the other team.
Ooh.
1 to Vea for the big touchdown start for scoring.
Well, they got beat in those cases, partly, not totally, by just not being as fast as the other guys, Eric.
And we have the stoppage in play.
Well, both teams are out there.
Yeah, well, apparently Carlsbad had to have a player come off. I think he might have lost his helmet or something.
Well, that could be delay of the game.
Now, that's a official thing. Pass to the right, flat to Tower, tries to shake a tackle. He does, breaks a couple more, but he ends up only getting about 2 yards out of a lot of effort.
They need longer passes than that.
Yes, they do. That was intended. Yeah, that's one of the things with the right flat, you kind of a screen pass kind of thing, but the blocking just didn't develop. All right. Second down and 8 for the Panthers at their own 40. All right. Two wingback set. Davies back to pass under heavy rush. There's a bounce pass intended for number 17, Lawson. But just, he had no time to throw that ball. Third and eight for the Panthers, trailing 42-14.
Well, barring a real miracle here, Carlsbad will end up 5-5 in the regular season.
Yeah. Back to pass. Oh, Davies. Under heavy pressure from Thomas. Had nowhere to go. He took a step back, and there was Thomas. He tried to get away and just couldn't do it. Sacked back at the 29. That's going to make it fourth and 19. Needless to say, they'll be punting it.
Yes.
Tower out to punt. Line drive punt. Takes a vista bounce and spins to a stop at about the 31 or 32. Decent punt after the bounce.
Well, here's where I'm sure both teams clear their benches. Actually, neither one of these teams has a real huge roster. They're around 40, maybe not even quite 40. Yeah, I think Carlsbad has fewer than 40.
And newsflash,
what?
Isaiah Ramos is back in.
Oh. Well, that's interesting.
Two receivers, one right, one left. I formation for Ramos, who's under center. Vista showing blitz. They do not bring it, but a flag and a false start. So obviously Vista got in the Carlsbad's heads there as somebody flinched worrying about the blitz. So this will be first and 15. All right, one receiver right, one left. I formation, Ramos under center. Hand off. And that's number 30 who gets buried. It'll be about a yard lost. Number 30 is Tony Torres. That's going to bring up a second and 11.
By the way, as I counted, Carlsbad has 9 penalties. That's quite a few for a game, especially when you're winning by 28 points.
Yeah, that's,
you wonder how they get that many penalties, but that's the way it looks.
All right, Ramos under center. He's got one receiver to the right in a two tight end formation, high formation as well. All right, handoff, number 30, up the middle, Torres. Gains about 5. Alex Juarez on the tackle there for the Panthers. So that will bring up a third down and 8. Clock down to 4:14 and counting. All right, one receiver to the right, I formation. Two tight end set. Pitch. Torres, not much room on the right side, fights off a tackle, gains about 3 or 4. But that's still going to bring up a fourth down and 5. 4th and 4.
Under 4 minutes, clock running.
They have 3.5 minutes left.
That's right.
And so, for the first time tonight, Carlsbad is going to punt. What does that tell you? 3 minutes left.
Yeah,
punt,
yeah.
The first time.
Fairly significant.
Tower back to return as we go under 2 minutes. High step, but he corrals it, gets the punt off. High kick, takes a sideways bounce. And Carlsbad will down it at the 22 of the Panthers. So with 2:47 remaining, let's see if Vista can run out the clock.
Well, it would be nice if they could get a touchdown here. Now, I can understand why you would want to go to the playoffs. Well, it gives us another game.
Gives you another week of practice.
Yeah, I know.
Which is good for the young guys.
Is it 21, 22?
All right, Davies with a wing tee, wing to the right. Hands off, Stormo around the right side. Gains about 10. Nice run there by Stormo.
I'm going to give him 11 on that, Eric.
Okay, well, give him 11.
Yeah.
Close to it? Close enough?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, one receiver left. Wing T, wing to the right. Wing in motion. Hand off. And I believe that might have been Flores to the 35.
Let's see.
Yep, Flores.
It is indeed.
That's going to bring up second down and 8.
Coming up to 2 minutes.
All right. Again, wing to the right. Hand off inside. Counterplay. The Stormo goes nowhere. Loses the yard. Clock runs with 1:39. Third and 9.
Well, we're talking about Carlsbad evening their record. They've had some obviously good games, some bad games recently. They look pretty good. I'll be curious to see where they go for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean,
they may find they've got to go play in somebody else's stadium against the.
I don't know. 5-5, they might get a home game. The best team's get a bye. Pass intercepted. Number 20. He's looking to get something bigger, and he's down to the Vista 43-yard line before he stops. 59.4 seconds remaining.
Isn't that the third interception, Eric?
That is.
Ouch.
Single coverage pass was just a little underthrown. And Turner stepped in front and picked it off.
No, he was alert. Give him credit.
Pass was close to where it needed to be. It was just about a yard and a half short. It's a little more high. A little more distance, and that's a big pass play. Instead, it's an interception, 59.4 seconds left, and Carlsbad should just take a knee here. Ramos, under center. Oh, we get flagged. Both teams jumped. The Panthers jumped first.
I think he did, but did he go across the line of scrimmage?
They're going to call that false start.
Thank you.
Ramos again under center. Hands off number 30. This is trying to strip the ball, unable to do it. He gets forward for about four. So again, 30 is Torres. Clock runs under 40 seconds. One more play, and that will be it. Second down and 11.
Check there and see what class or grade Dick Torres is in, number 30, just for the heck of it.
Junior.
Yeah. And I think they're going to let it,
run out,
so that's it.
Yeah, they probably should have run another play, but I don't think anybody's going to argue 42-14, so that's it. Vista comes in here to Carlsbad with high hopes of maybe cementing a playoff spot. Instead, they get blown out 42-14 to end a disappointing season. But with all the youth on this team, there's a lot to look forward to next year. So for Bill Rupp, I am Eric Rupp, and we've been glad to bring you Vista Football.
High Tech Radio.
Yes, and we're just finishing up the game now. So
right.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Patricia Hartman, at home.
Yeah, okay.
Good night.
Thank you very much. Please join us again on High Tech Radio.